News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
From today, US Immigrations and Customs Enforcement Agents, otherwise known as ICE, are going to be sent to airports to help with increasingly long lines at security checkpoints. This is according to the Trump administration, and there has been significant political opposition to the idea. David Smith, The Guardian's Washington bureau chief, is with us. David, there is nothing in the training to be an Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent that qualifies you to work as TSA, or is there something I'm missing?
No, that's correct. And I think this is a desperate move. All day I've been looking at my social media feeds, just endless reports from airports around the US of tremendously long queues, some stretching outside airports, and people being told to arrive for domestic flights 4 or 5 hours early, and just a scene of trouble. And so Donald Trump rather abruptly announced ICE agents will be sent to these airports, or some of them. We actually don't have much detail which airports in particular or what exactly these ICE agents are going to do. And yes, it's certainly provoked a lot of backlash from the Democrats. Just for example, Chuck Schumer, the minority leader in the Senate, saying it's going to make the chaos at airports worse. He quote, no one has any faith in ICE agents. They haven't received training. They don't know what it is to be a TSA person and do what you need to do there.
Now, the other thing that is interesting in this is whether or not they'll be functioning as TSA or as ICE, because in most US airports for the last year, they have been running ads about new IDs to enter any federal building or airport. In other words, if you are an illegal alien, we're going to catch you in federal premises. Is that the purpose of having ICE in the airports, to be able to interdict illegal aliens?
I think no one knows for sure, but it's certainly a fear. Donald Trump sort of hinted at that in his comments, and Democrats have been raising the alarm, saying that ICE have been spreading fear everywhere they go, and perhaps they will try to overreach or get heavy-handed at airports, and that could just sow even further chaos. At this stage, with millions of people, ICE are extremely unpopular after the scenes we witnessed in Minneapolis, where, of course, ultimately at the hands of Border Patrol agents, two U.S. citizens were killed. And so I think, there is great concern about, what exactly are these ICE agents going to be doing, and will they be actually part of immigration enforcement rather than simply getting people onto planes?
Lastly, while I have you on an aviation-related topic, David, have you any update on that extraordinary collision between a commercial aircraft and a fire truck at LaGuardia?
Yeah, I mean, this happened late on Sunday night. An Air Canada jet arriving at LaGuardia Airport colliding with a vehicle. Apparently it was a Port Authority aircraft rescue and firefighting vehicle. A vehicle had been responding to a separate incident. The flight was carrying 72 passengers and 4 crew members. Officially, on the record, there's no news of any deaths or injuries. I can see U.S. cable news suggesting other sources say there certainly may have been some injuries here. And I'm looking at pictures of a plane sort of slightly upright and lots of emergency lights flashing. So far, we await further details.
I think some of the wire agencies are suggesting that there may be two dead at this point, but as yet unconfirmed. David, thank you. That is David Smith, The Guardian's Washington bureau chief. 53106. If you want to get in touch, 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.